Well, now it's hard to believe, but it was back in January last year that I first had the opportunity to chat with my guest today, Graham McQuaid. And being the height of the pandemic at that time, we didn't have the chance to meet face to face. But I'm pleased to say that this time, Graham has made it to join me here in the studio. So welcome properly to Felix FM, Graham.
Good afternoon to you. Yeah, thanks for having me. And it's great to be here.
Oh, God, well, I'm pleased to hear it. Now, to set the scene, although in full-time employment some years ago, Graham was encouraged by a renowned critic to try his hand at writing, following which Graham has rattled off a trilogy of books and other material as well, and hopes that by his example others can be encouraged to follow in his footsteps. Obviously, I want to hear about your new book, but before we get onto that, perhaps we could touch on your motivation for writing.
Yes, yeah, sure. I mean, the original motivation effectively was wanting to do something as a tribute to my mum. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my mother, for those that you know anyway, but my mother sadly passed away when I was before my first birthday. So over the years, I've done various things to raise awareness for asthma campaign and one thing or another, which is sadly the thing that took my mum. But nothing really nailed it. So I thought, making her a central character in a book based on everything I knew about her, obviously, which is from family and friends, that would go some way to being a tribute, and it actually brought me a lot closer to her. It was quite an interesting journey, a really good journey actually. So that essentially was my kind of motivation for putting pen to paper. I didn't think for one minute. And as you kind of pointed out, Etna Farry, she read the work, and she's a good close friend of mine, and she encouraged me to publish. So,
but you still have time to fit writing around your day job, don't you?
Yeah, that's it's a tough gig, to be fair. I mean, I've got obviously it's lots of early mornings and late nights, but then I think if you're really passionate about something, you kind of make the time for it. And I guess people that are listening to this, they could say the same about their training regime. Mm-hmm. Any hobby, you know, hobby. I mean, if it's something that you're passionate about, you'll find the time. I mean, my son's 7 today, and as you can imagine, he takes up a huge amount of time. So even
I can.
Oh no,
been there, done that. Got a t-shirt. Yeah,
it's. But like I say, I think if you're genuinely passionate about something, and the thing about writing, which is actually incredible, is that once you start opening up kind of doors in your head, not wanting to get kind of too mystical on this, but it kind of broadens your imagination even more. You are quite surprised on what you can actually get to and what you can actually come up with. And I didn't think, I mean, in the free stories, you mentioned the trilogy there, but in the free, you know, the free core stories that run throughout the trilogy, it didn't look anything like that when I first started out. Not at all.
But how do you draft out your idea for a book?
I mean, basically, so essentially what I do is I have a kind of rough idea of where this is going, but they're very character driven. So the journey to the end of each one of those stories effectively is as much a surprise to me as it is to anyone that's actually reading the book.
So you don't actually know how it's going to end?
I don't. I mean, the thing is, when you're an independent author, then it's easy because, oh no, it's not easy. What I mean by that is that you're not under the sort of pressure, I guess, to get the material out. I mean, if it took me 2 years to write this last book, then it would have taken 2 years. But it never happens that way. Once you actually get into it, it flows. And like I say, once you start opening those doors, you know, once you actually start writing, I mean, the end just evolves, and it's incredible. Like I say, with the third book, with the other two also, I didn't really know how it was actually going to conclude until sort of two-thirds of the way through the book. So, and it was quite worrying, I must admit. You know, you get there and you sort of think, how am I going to land this? But you do. It's you really do surprise yourself. And you know, and like you said at the top there, you know, I'm as much as I want to talk about my own books, and I know we haven't got a great deal of time, but I mean, I would always encourage people to, you know, write, not necessarily to publish, but I just think that that journey is incredible. It helps you through some very, very difficult times. It's a great way of actually remembering a moment in your timeline. It's just brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant.
Now, you're talking about people having a crack at this, but I would imagine that finding a publisher would actually be quite challenging. Mm-hmm. How would you go about that? Well, you've obviously got contacts.
Well, I have, interestingly. But to be honest with you, I was offered a couple of kind of publishing contracts, which I wasn't entirely happy with. So I kind of rejected them. Now, I'd say to everyone, you never be afraid to reject anything that isn't right for you. I mean, at the end of the day, it's writing the material, that's the driver. You know, it's not about anything beyond that. I mean, if you're happy with that work and people want to read it and people want to print it for you, perfect, but it's got to be on your terms. I self-published, you know, the free books. I did spend a huge amount of time looking for an agent. An agent is the key. If you can find an agent, a good agent that embraces your material, then that's perfect, because they kind of take the noise away and just leave you to do the writing. So, you know, I'm still on the hunt for an agent, but I'm not making it a priority. I mean, if someone comes along and they want to represent me, then that's perfect. That's great.
All right, well, let's take a look at the recent books. And as you mentioned at the outset, you've written a trilogy of books, and I have to say that I was a little confused, because when I looked at it, it seemed that the first book in the series, New Gods, was actually published after the second book, 15 Days of May. Or did I get that wrong?
No, you got that bang on. So essentially, when I first started writing 15 Days in May, I really didn't think I had it in me to actually write any more than that. That was going to be my standalone tribute to my mother, who coincidentally is the character lead in all of these books.
Margaret
Gwendolyn Johnson. Yeah. So once I actually got into it, I mean, this book was over 100,000 words long, and that was after many drafts and quite a few edits. So I needed to create a backstory so you understood how the key characters all kind of got to know each other. And then I needed, although the book landed, you know, it's not just me saying that, the people that have read it said it lands nicely, there was lots of ends that needed tying, so hence it needed a trilogy. And I didn't think I had it in me. I genuinely didn't think I'd have the time, but to be honest with you, it came together quite nicely. And interestingly, with the third book, you're more driven. I mean, you've opened all those doors now. I mean, you trust your own ability. You trust that you're going to get the end, because you believe in yourself. And so the third book was just a lovely way of actually ending the trilogy off. But no, you are right. Sorry, it did kind of go around the wrong way. It was never meant to be like that.
I just thought it was me. This is all.
No. I've got some criticism for that.
So how do the books actually interlink?
So essentially, the first book, New Gods, is more about an issue that essentially arises as a result of a virus that kind of paralyzes the whole of Europe, and it brings together a couple of characters to unravel the mystery that's surrounding this outbreak.
I bet you wrote this before COVID.
I did. I wrote it. Well, they
got second sight.
I know. People were calling me all manner of things. I was called a witch, and it's sort of like that. But so so essentially, that is about the character development. That's about how they got to know each other, and how certain people within certain authorities trust some of the characters. In, you know, when it comes to 15 days, these characters re-emerge and they're brought in to investigate yet another mystery, based on the trust that's developed in the first book. And the third is, like I said, it's kind of tying the ends up. I mean, it leaves it quite open at the end of 15 days, and then Awaken effectively brings pretty much it all together. And
there's quite a gap in terms of the stories, because I think you said that one of them is about 15 years after the first events.
Yeah, I mean, so basically, An issue arises of back in the 80s down in the rainforest in Guatemala, and the consequences of that kind of encounter don't really come to fruition until, I mean, we talked before the show about location, and this develops in Trenton, New Jersey. Now, I write a lot about, in actual fact, I write mostly about everywhere other than here, like the UK, and a lot of this takes place in America, and other locations, in Awaken, it's the third book. I mean, the large proportion of it actually takes place in Iceland. I had no idea I was going to end up in Iceland. It was.
Have you been there?
Never. And but I tell you, there's some very interesting locations there that fit beautifully for this story. And I didn't realise until I was, like I say, 2/3 away through the book, and that just seemed to be, that's the place I need to go. Something needs to happen, and it can only happen there. I won't give too much away. Yeah, well, read the book first, you might think twice. Thanks.
Now, I seem to recall that when we spoke last year, you indicated in the book 15 Days in May that the main character, Margaret, talks about a book that she wrote for her son, Nathan.
And, yes.
That you had planned to actually write that book and release it in her name. So are you going to do that?
Yeah, no, that's happening. So my daughter is a fantastic artist, and she's going to do the artwork for the book. It's going to be a children's book. And it actually, you're right, it's going to be released in her name. And it's essentially the book that she'd written for Nathan in the in 15 days. She has a very tragic backstory, Margaret. And I think it was a way of being able to kind of express some of the feelings I felt through her. Mm. So if, without actually mimicking what had actually happened between me and my mother, it was an opportunity to replicate that through the journey that she had with Nathan, So, it's quite sad, but it sets up that kind of moment where she reflects upon, the stuff that she did for him.
Okay, well, look, Graham, thanks very much for talking to us today. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interest in your current novel, so give us the details of where they can be purchased from, the price details, etc. And, of course, good luck with your new writings, and we hope that you'll get in touch with us once you've got the new material available.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, there's a fourth one on the way, so, that's... But not in this series. It's a separate thing altogether. You want me to...
Just run to...
All of the books can be purchased through Amazon.
Yeah.
Apple iTunes, they're all on, they're in paperback, hardback, audiobook, and obviously Kindle, or any other kind of publication. I'm always nervous about stating
all good bookstores.
You're able to sort of pick them up. The prices vary depending on what format you're actually getting in, so I don't want to get into prices too much, but if anyone wants to reach out and talk about independent authors and talk about the journey and stuff, you can get me on either Twitter or Instagram, and I'll share those details online, I guess. At The Author of McQuaid is my Instagram account, and at Author McQuaid is Twitter.
Right, good stuff. Thanks very much indeed.